Welcome to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Lacey. Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Welcome back to Hanging at the Hangar Bar, everyone. We are glad to have you as part of our show today. Candace and I are super excited. So you're with Candace and I and a special friend, a special guest today. We are super excited to have you all listening. So enjoy the ride for this one. This is new for all of us. So with us today is Rachel. She is from Ohio, and she recently went to Disney World with a service dog. So Rachel, why don't we start by having you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about why you wanted to be on the show today.
So hi, I'm Rachel, and my service dog's name is Bonnie. She is the cutest. She really is. I wanted to be on the show to be able to talk about what it's like to be at Disney with a service dog, since there isn't a whole lot of content out there other than the cute, super cute videos on TikTok, which I obviously have made. But I just wanted to be able to explain more of the process. And plus, it's fun to talk about Disney. So.
Yeah, for sure. And Candace is now going to TikTok to find you. We had found you on Instagram, but she's going to go search for you on Instagram or on TikTok as well. She's excited.
RB_adventures, I believe is what it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll make sure that we plug your Instagrams all over when we publish as well. So, and Bonnie's Instagram as well. That's plugging the cute puppy content is almost just as important as the human content.
Found you.
It's more important. I know it.
Okay, so why don't we start just a little bit with, let's just get some background on you, kind of. When did you find your love for Disney? Why did you decide to go to Disney World when you did? How many times have you been? All those things. Just tell us about why Disney for you.
Yeah, so Disney was pretty much in my blood that I pretty much had to love it because my dad and my birth mom were obsessed with Disney. They went to Disney World for their honeymoon. And then my stepmom actually worked at Disney World for a few months. Like, she actually worked at Pleasure Island when that existed. And so it was always in my blood, and it was pretty much destined that I would love Disney. I've been to Disney. This time was my fourth trip, and we decided to go because I hadn't been in almost 10 years, and I was ready to fix that. So,
yeah.
And so much has changed in those past 10 years. I mean, it's just gone nuts.
Yeah,
I remember Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was not there. It was like... It had the advertising for it, so.
Okay, so the last time you were there, they had closed down Snow White's Adventure, or Scary Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And they were building the mine train. Okay.
Yeah. But I have a picture with the wall that had, the dwarves that were like, this is coming soon.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
That was about when we took our first, I took my first trip to Disney World, right? No. I lose track of time.
It was, 2013?
So it would have been right before Lacey's first trip.
Okay, because I don't remember being in Disney in Magic Kingdom when Snow White's Scary Adventure was open. Maybe I was, and we just didn't go on it for whatever reason.
That's probably the case.
Okay. I lose all track of time.
I don't remember it, but I was also a small child.
Yeah, so this trip, what were some of the... I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Because there's lots to talk about. Because you were there during Hurricane Ian.
Yep.
So how long was your trip this time?
So it was, let's see, we left on Saturday, got to Disney on Sunday. We were supposed to leave Disney on Saturday, but we ended up not leaving until Monday because Hurricane Ian had closed the park for 2 days. So we extended our stay. So it was a little over a week.
Okay, so how did that work? Like, you decided mid-trip to extend the trip just because you didn't probably want to travel in the hurricane and you had tickets that you couldn't use. So how did Disney accommodate that?
So for that, I mean, we pretty much had to stay in our room. Like, we could go around the resort, but obviously they didn't really want us going a ton of different places because hurricane. But they had, like, sack lunches that were on the cheaper end. Like, it was, like, what you would, like, school lunches type thing is what the person described it. And that's pretty much what it was. We got there a little bit late, so the good ones were already taken out. But I mean, it was pretty cheap meals for Disney standards, and it had like sandwiches and fruit and chips and cookies. So it had a decent amount for like, I think $7 each. Okay. So it wasn't too bad. It was a little bit cheaper on they like had a discount for the rooms, but you still had to obviously pay to stay the extra days. But yeah, the process of extending the days took a while just because everyone was like rushing to the like front desk to get that taken care of. I think we were talking to our person for at least an hour, if not longer. Oh, wow. Trying to get a hold of people to make sure that we could extend the stay. And I was like, we're willing to move hotels if we need to, because we're going to stay here. But we didn't have to move rooms, which was good and bad, because like we were in the 80s section of Pop, which isn't the best section of Pop just because it is farther away. But we have the misfortune of being in a room that was like next to a sign that was creaking the whole time during the hurricane. So like as we're like trying to sleep, we're like just hearing the creaking sign, and just imagine someone like scraping a pool chair on concrete. It's
pretty much what that sounded like.
So that wasn't Disney's fault, but that wasn't the best. But they were really great with us and really nice with working with us and printed stuff out for us, because like the app was being a little weird and we wanted to make sure we had stuff like actually booked. And so she printed it out for us and worked with us really well.
That's awesome. So here's my first service dog related question. Like during a hurricane, when they make you sort of stay in your room, where'd Bonnie go? Like not like go, she was with you, but where did she go, using air quotes?
Yeah. I mean, we stayed in the hotel room for a good amount of the time, just because there wasn't really a whole lot to do. But we were able to like the second day, we were able to really walk around. Like we walked around, took pictures around the hotel because it's Pop and Pop has great statues. But I mean, even when it was really bad, like it wasn't really that bad around Disney, like as bad as it was on the news. But even though it was really rainy, like we still had to take her out to go potty. So we still took her out even with the rain. Well, I think my dad did it more than I did, but but yeah, we still had to go out even though it was like a stay in order. But I mean, you got to do what you got to do when you got a dog.
For sure. And I do know that some of the resorts are more pet friendly than others. Does Bonnie being a service dog change that? Like, is she allowed at any of the resorts, or is it just those few that allow pets?
So Pop Century is not a pet friendly hotel. So because service dogs are not considered pets, they are welcome at every single hotel. And that's everywhere. But at Disney, Pop is not one of them. So yeah, she's allowed to be in any of the hotels. We just chose Pop.
That's awesome. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you've listened to some of our podcasts, so you know I jump all over the place. So I'm just interested in what all goes into the training of a service dog.
Well, most people have to start out with doing the basic dog normal training of like, you know, sit, stay, heel, listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do.
All the things our dog won't do.
Exactly. But I used something to help me learn because I did the owner training. And so I trained her to do deep pressure therapy, which is the task that makes her be a service dog for me. So basically, I'll just lay on the ground and she gets on top of me and is like on my chest, which is, I feel like it's weird for people to see that. Like, especially like when we were at Disney, like I got some people like looking like, what are you doing? Cause I'm, you know, laying on the ground with a dog on top of me. So
that sounds like a dream day for me.
Okay. That's so cool. So, and you've had Bonnie for how long?
2020 was when I adopted her.
Okay. That's awesome. That's really cool.
And here she comes.
Yeah. That's gratuitous dog content. That's amazing. Okay.
She hears me talking about her.
Yeah. I tend to walk around when I hear my name too. Like, hey, what you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
So going back to, so you live in the upper Midwest, and so you flew to Disney World, right? You flew into Orlando.
Yeah. So we drove.
Okay. How long of a drive was it for you?
It was a 14-hour drive. So 14 hours. Yeah, so we drove on Saturday part of the way, And then slept up and then drove the rest of the day on Sunday. That way we weren't driving the 14 hours and then going to Disney World, like the go to my home the next day after like crashing after 14 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. With the last time we went in 2019, right? So shortly before the pandemic, we came from Nebraska and that was a 23-hour drive and we did it in 3 days. No, we did it in 2 days so we could get up in Orlando early in the morning and go to Disney's. We actually went to Kona Cafe for breakfast.
We did.
Yeah, okay. So 14-hour drive. I'm just looking at your kind of trip recap and plan. So your first day in Disney, you went to Magic Kingdom. Well, okay, let me back up again. So one of the things that with a service dog, you had access to the DAS Pass, D-A-S, which is Disability and Accessibility Services. Is that what I think that's what that stands for. Tell me about the process for
Disability Access Service.
Okay, perfect. So tell me about the way you go about getting that pass and what benefit you get from that pass.
So 30 days out from your trip, and it's kind of like 30 days before your like last day. So even though 30 days to my first day was like August something, it wasn't until 5 days later that I applied. That way all of my days of my trip was a part of the process. But most people I had seen that when they applied for it, they had to like be on line waiting for a representative for like hours, like 4 hours minimum, Disney communication. And so I was like, well, I'm not doing anything today, so I am fine with waiting however many hours. But because I applied like at 8:30, like right as soon as they open, like an hour after they open, it took me like less than an hour for the whole process, which you had to like do the terms and conditions of saying like if you're fudging something or like faking something, then you're gonna get like banned from Disney. And so I accepted it, and then I said I'm ready for a live chat. And so they were like, they did a video chat like this, and she was like, why do you need it? And I explained how like lines, how I can't wait in a traditional line, because like technically like a lot of people think that disability access service can be for people like in wheelchairs and stuff like that, but because they're most of them are wheelchair accessible, just having a wheelchair won't give you the pass. And like, although just because I have Bonnie wouldn't have given me like right away DAS pass, but the fact that I would get first me and have to do the depressure therapy in those lines. I'd been at a amusement park before with Bonnie, and I was like, yeah, I need to not be in the regular lines because I'll just get overstimulated in crowds. They were like, yep, you're good. And I did it. So it's very similar to Lightning Lane. It's just, A, it's free, and it's for people with disabilities. And when I went to Disney and with the lines, I was like, oh yeah, if I was in that regular line, I'd be needing to lay down and have the deep pressure therapy. So I was like, so glad for DAS Pass. Like, it definitely, because there were times where I was in like in a line and I was had to be in the regular line and ended up having to do deep pressure therapy. And I was like, it's nice that I only had to do this a few times in line instead of every single time.
Yeah. And it's amazing that Disney offers that service, honestly. I know lots of amusement parks probably do it, but Disney, I think everything I've read does that extremely well. Mm-hmm. So, like, you said you could sign up for two rides ahead of time, and then, like, Lightning Lane, can you choose others throughout the day?
Yeah, so those first couple are kind of separate from what you can do in the park. So when you're in the park, once all the lands are open, because, like, early entry, only, at least for Magic Kingdom, only some of the lands are open during the half hour of early entry. But once all the lands are open, you can do all the rides that are like available. Like if they're closed, obviously you can't book them, or they'll give you redemption passes for it. But so how it works is if like I want to ride Pirates of the Caribbean, and there's like a 30 minute standby line, then for me, it would say sign up for it for like the people in your party that are connected to you and your DAS pass. And you'll wait 20 minutes. And then once that 20 minutes is up, you can come in and like ding at the Lightning Lane to walk on to the Lightning Lane thing. And you can do one like ride at a time aside from the two that you signed up for originally. And so once you like a ding into like Pirates of the Caribbean, then you can be like, oh, I want to go on Splash Mountain next. And then, oh, it's a 40-minute. Well, probably not 40 minutes at Splash Mountain. So like, you know, like a 60-minute wait, then for me, it'd be like 50 minutes.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Shorter lines, which are always good. When you have Bonnie, like how many rides can you take her with you on?
A pretty decent amount. So except for Peter Pan, at Disney World, at Disneyland, she's allowed on Peter Pan, but at Disney World, she's not. So other than Peter Pan, every other ride that does not have a height requirement, she can go on. So if a baby can go on it, she can go on it. If there's a height requirement, then she can't. Because I mean, most of the time, the height requirements are like roller coasters, and no dog would want to go on a roller coaster. Right. So, but she could go on a lot of different rides. So like, she was on Pirates of the Caribbean with me, and like other rides. But then we would do rider swap with the ones that she couldn't ride. So like for Big Thunder Mountain, my dad and I rode it, and then me and my mom swapped, and my mom and dad rode it while I watched Bonnie when they rode it, and my mom watched Bonnie while my dad and I rode it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They also have kennels, but we just thought it's easier just to do rider swap, and Bonnie prefers to be with us than in a kennel anyway. So yeah. We were like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember where I heard or where I read about someone that they would take their dog and on some of those roller coasters, they would put them in a kennel and then go get on the ride and then get them afterwards. That I always thought that was unfair. Like, dog gets put in puppy jail for a minute while I go have fun. That's no fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how were other guests toward you and Bonnie? Like, does she have like a vest that says do not pet? And do you find that people are usually pretty observant of that? Or do you still get those occasional people that say, oh, puppy, I want to pet it?
Everywhere I go, there's always a good chance that someone, no matter how old they are, is going to try and interact with the dog or pet Bonnie or stuff like that. There wasn't anything like too bad. I mean, like there was one where like an adult was like making kissing noises at her, and her daughter, who was like middle-aged, was like, mom, don't do that. It's a service dog. So like there's always people that don't seem to understand service dog etiquette, and that's the nicest way I can say that. But a lot of people were pretty good about it and would ask me if they could like pet her or something like that. And usually, like if I saw a kid was like really interested in her and the parents were actively saying like, remember, that's a service dog, so like don't pet, then usually I'd be like, okay, well, you can pet her now because I'm giving you permission. And so like there was a few cast members that I let pet her and like stuff like that. And it was just, for me, it's like if I can see that someone is like actively not trying to pet her or teach their kids not to, then I'm okay with them petting her. But she does have a vest that says don't pet me, but that doesn't always come across to some people.
Right. And that's a good opportunity for you too to help with the education of, you know, people around you that, you know, ask first before you just reach for the puppy. Because I mean, and personally, I think everybody should do that with every dog.
Yes. Even before Bonnie was my service dog, it drove me nuts and people would just pet her. And I'm like, you don't know my dog.
That's how people get their faces eaten.
Yep.
Just approaching a dog and being like, hey, I want to pet you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk rides. What was Bonnie's favorite ride?
A lot of times she was more just like, what is this? Like, it was like a drug trip or something for her. Like, she was just like, this is really weird stuff. But I feel like the one that she was most enjoyed was probably the Little Mermaid. Like, during the Under the Sea one, she seemed more like, whoa, what is this? More than, what is this? Like, it seemed like she was kind of more intrigued by Little Mermaid. So I'd probably say that was one of her favorites. She enjoyed Kilimanjaro Safaris as well. I have a lot of cute videos of her, and that's just, I think it's because it's like the air was really moving, because you know that those trucks are open air trucks. So I think she enjoyed that, and there's a lot of awesome smells for her. So yeah.
Like, ooh, I think I smell my people. That's
I smell something exotic.
what's your favorite attraction in the Disney universe?
There's a lot. I really enjoyed Kilimanjaro Safaris, that was my top one I wanted to ride. And like, we actually got to hear the like lion roar. And so like the person that was with the driving, he was like, shh. And like, once we got past the line, he's like, I was like, okay, I can talk now. I try to never talk when the lion is roaring, because it's not common that people always get to hear it, because it's like only like in the morning when they do it. So mm-hmm. it's like really cool to get to hear that. I was really excited for Pirates. And I really liked Ratatouille. I know that's like an unpopular opinion, but I enjoyed that one a lot. Like, and I know like Candace has some issues with some IP going, like all the, but at least for me, Ratatouille was in France. And so the fact, like, it's okay. Like, but because we can get into the Frozen thing if you want. Because right. We have the same opinions about that one, Candace. Don't worry.
I love you, Rachel.
But I did love the Ratatouille ride, and it was really fun. And the fact that it's part of the same actual like country is nice too.
Yeah, that makes more sense for me. And I guess another point in its favor is that it did come from Disneyland Paris. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was there first, so I guess I can get beyond it.
But. Yeah, but Arendelle is not a real country.
No.
Yeah. I have heard someone, like, I listened to a lot of different, like, Disney World podcasts, and I was pretty sure, like, one of them, like, said, like, how they should have Encanto in the Mexico Pavilion, and I was like, incorrect. That is the wrong country.
No.
No. You can make a Colombia, like, pavilion and put that in there. That's fine. But don't put it in Mexico, because that is the wrong country.
Right. If you're going to put any attraction into Mexico, it better be Coco. If you're going to move IP away from the Three Caballeros, it's...
No, don't give them ideas. And I love Coco, so that's a lot for me to say, but don't, no.
No. Okay, I won't give them any more ideas.
Nope.
No. Okay, so I'm assuming you took Bonnie's food, that kind of thing, with you.
Yeah, she also has a special diet, so I have to make sure that I have enough of her food, because I can't just go to like the Walmart and buy just like regular dog food, because she has special diet food. So I brought plenty of food.
Okay. Which is your favorite park? So you went to all four parks, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go on Rise?
I did go on Rise.
Okay. Is it is it the best attraction ever?
I don't know if it was the best attraction ever. I did enjoy it a lot. Like, I liked the drop, but I was kind of over Batu and Galaxy's Edge, to be honest. My family were not super into it, like a lot of other people, like, which might be like, ooh, to some people hearing that, but I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot better than Smuggler's Run. I got really motion sickness on Smuggler's Run, like, hand on my head, like leaning over, stop getting motion sickness. So I did really enjoy Rise. It was a lot of fun, and I like those type of rides. But I don't know if it was like my number one.
Yeah, I get that. I get that completely. I saw on your Instagram that you took pictures with Daisy. That's kind of your tradition. How did Bonnie deal with the different costumed characters?
She was good with most of them. What's funny is the one that she was like, I don't want you touching me, was Pluto, a fellow dog. So she was a little freaked out by Pluto. Mickey and Minnie, she enjoyed meeting them. She enjoyed meeting Daisy. I think like we met Mickey and Minnie at Animal Kingdom, and they aren't as like big of costumes. Like, their heads are big, but like their outfits are kind of like more normal. And so I think it was just like, Pluto was the first character that we like met with like a full costume, like at Disney. And like, that's the first time she's not the first time she's met a character, but she was just kind of like, you are in my space. What are you? Like, what is this? But it was more just like, I'm going to back away and kind of sniff at you, but then also like, don't get too much in my space. Kind of like how a cat is like, with
right.
people. Where it's like, but overall she did really good with the characters. Sometimes the characters interacted, sometimes they didn't. Like the stepsisters, Anastasia and Drizella, we met them because the last time I was there, my mom is my stepmom, and so we met the evil stepmother and the stepsisters. So it was like I had to meet them again, and they were like, we're more cat people, like, as long as he's better than Bruno is the dog.
Yep.
And I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. But they didn't interact with the dog, with Bonnie at all, but like Mickey and Minnie did, and Daisy and Donald did a little bit, but it wasn't like, not every character was like head over heels over Bonnie. They weren't like upset that Bonnie was there, but they weren't like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But Bonnie was kind of just like, I'm here with my mom, whatever.
Well, and to be fair, Pluto has attacked Scott before. We were on a cruise ship and Pluto attacked him and ended up breaking his glasses. So we understand.
Yeah, he's a little aggressive.
Pluto doesn't know no space.
Right.
Like, we were taking a picture with Pluto and Pluto was like shoving us closer. And we were like, okay, Pluto. Pluto's like, get closer to me. Just like a normal dog. Does not understand personal space.
Exactly.
Right. It's, yes, for sure. Okay, so I'm trying to balance, like, just wanting to know all about your trip and still making this an informative video or informative podcast. What? Talk to us about the food while you were there. What was your favorite food?
Liberty Tree Tavern. Things.
Okay.
Liberty Tree Tavern was one of my tops. It's my dad's number one, but it's one. It's like, it's probably like tied for me for the Crepe Place at France, because that was delicious. Plus, I became like friends-ish, like as much as you can become friends with people who, like, who live in a different state. But like, I enjoyed the staff at both of those. I really delicious food. Liberty Tree Tavern is all you can enjoy, a ton of food. I don't have the best stomach, so I didn't eat a whole lot. But like, for people who can eat a lot, like, it's like awesome. But I thought it was awesome, even though I didn't eat that much. But Liberty Tree Tavern and the La Creperie de Paris, I think is what it's Paris, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those two were my top two favorite restaurants that we ate at, for sure.
Okay. I don't think we've eaten at Liberty Tree, have we?
We have not, because that's the all you can eat, all you care to enjoy Thanksgiving feast.
Okay.
And we've not done that yet.
Okay.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. Yet. Yeah, the food looks...
The cranberry sauce is... the cranberry sauce is delicious.
Like, you had me at cranberry.
Even if you don't like cranberry sauce. What?
You had me at cranberry.
Yeah. So my dad isn't a huge, huge fan of cranberry sauce, but like, he enjoyed it. Like, it's so, whoever's listening, even if you don't like cranberry sauce and you go, you need to taste it.
Yeah, just give it a try. It's better than the canned stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I love the canned stuff. Right.
Okay, so we also, so you've eaten at a couple of places that we haven't, like the
Le Creperie was not even there,
yeah,
the last time we were there, so, but it does look
and
amazing.
And they have a quick service and like a sit down, because we were going to do a quick service first, and one of my favorite servers from there, I didn't know him, but he like came out and was like, hey, we have tables, like come eat in here, and there's chairs and it's AC. And so we ended up going because chairs and AC and the people in front of us were taking forever. And so we were just like, okay, I want to sit and eat crepes. And that's where I met like both of the two servers from there, Joshua and Kaylin. They were great. Kaylin like actually like was like, they're going to think I'm weird, but I'm going to go try and get water for Bonnie. And she brought this like dish pan, like this huge dish pan, and put it on the ground. It was filled with like water and ice. And Bonnie was like, yeah. So got some special treatment for her. She enjoyed.
That's awesome. And Candace says it all the time. Cast members make the magic. And that kind of attention to detail.
I passed out a lot of little, like I made little papers and then bought like little Mickey Mouse keys that I like passed out to like different cast members and stuff. And I made special ones for Daisy because Daisy is my queen at Disney World. So she got special ones, but it was the same thing, just different type of papers. But I really enjoyed getting to pass out stuff to cast members and like making their day and stuff like that.
That's very cool. We've always talked about taking something or doing something special for cast members. We haven't, but we need to.
I mean, the most that we've done is just the little shout out on Twitter or wherever it is, where you can give compliments to specific people and it goes directly to their management, which I think is an awesome thing. But actually having that interaction with them in the moment of saying, you know, thank you so much. You've brought me some magic, and just making their day. That's so super important, because I've seen it go the other way as well.
Yeah. We've actually talked, like, it would be fun. I've seen videos of people taking an autograph book and getting autographs of the cast members that helped them out instead of character autographs, mm-hmm. just to say, hey, we want you because you made our experience magical. And little things like that, I think, are really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the list, and I apologize. Like, all of these episodes, I jump all over the place just because I'm so excited about somebody's been to Disney. That's okay. So I think one of your posts, or maybe you told us in the lead up that you took Bonnie on Dumbo.
Yes.
How did we do with the spinny ride up? Were you able to move it up and down? How'd you do, Bonnie?
Was like broken or something because it didn't do the up down, but I mean that was fine. We had done Aladdin the first day just because I wanted to do a TikTok that it said something about take a magical carpet, so I was like, well, I have to ride Aladdin so that it can be match up to it. So but let's see, with Dumbo she did fine. It was more because I normally wouldn't really want to ride Dumbo, but I did it purely because if you look up service dogs on TikTok, 9 times out of 10, that dog and that handler will be on Dumbo. So I was like, it's a rite of passage. I have to ride it.
Right.
Because every other one does it. but she was fine. She was just kind of like, okay, we rode it twice because there was no line for it. And I wanted a video of like from my dad taking it. And so we just rode it again. But she was just kind of like, okay.
That's amazing.
But normally would not want to ride Dumbo just because it's Dumbo. Like, it's a classic, but it's also Dumbo.
So, yeah, you can walk by and say hi, Dumbo, as you're going to a better attraction.
Yeah. I did buy a cute magnet for it just because that was, like, I had been wanting to ride Dumbo because of the whole TikTok thing and service dogs on Dumbo. And so Dumbo the movie doesn't have, like, a place in my heart, but, like, Dumbo the ride does because of the service dog rite of passage at Disney World.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Or I guess Disney parks in general.
Right. So that was a souvenir that you bought. What other souvenirs did you get while you were there?
I got a photo album, like a 50th photo album. I got some souvenir cups. So the souvenir stein from Gaston's Tavern. Because, of course, I got the cinnamon roll and LeFou's brew.
Right.
Of
course you got.
What else did I get? I got Mama Melrose, we went to. And they had like the souvenir cups that's in Hollywood Studios near the Muppet Vision exit.
Okay.
Not to interrupt, but how was that? Was it good?
It was fine. It was good. It was expensive. Because I mean, I bought the steak, which is expensive because it's steak. It was good. But of course I got full easily. It's like, I didn't eat a whole lot of, like, I didn't finish it, which kind of is my own fault. But the mac and cheese that came with it was really good. The steak was cooked really well. My mom and dad enjoyed their chicken parmesan, so it was delicious. It just makes sure you have the stomach for it, and you're good on money. Because it was like towards our last day, and thankfully I was with my parents. They were able to spot me on some stuff, but definitely suggest getting something else on the menu if you're getting low on money, unless you know you can finish the steak. Because it's a big steak. Like, I'm used to like buying like the 6 ounces at like Texas Roadhouse where it's like super small, not super small, but you know what I mean? But like, it was a big steak, like too big for me, but that's just my own stuff. But it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
I would recommend it.
I've heard that it's expensive and I've heard kind of mixed reviews on the food. So it was interesting that you actually partook, because we've not been there either.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a thing. Like you said, Mama Melrose, and I looked at Candace. I'm like, is that even in Disney? But and then
I saw your face.
Yeah.
It's really tucked in there. It's like by the exit of Muppet Vision 3D. So it's like back in there.
It kind of looks like a false door. Like if you didn't know there was a restaurant there, it just looks like a fake door.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for it next time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So souvenirs. Did you bring anything home for Bonnie?
No, I didn't really buy anything for her. She doesn't need more stuff. I don't need more stuff either, but I got some stuff. But basically, like, the best souvenir that I got that included Bonnie was getting Capture Your Moment. Like, the 20-minute photo shoot, which I don't know if you consider that quote-unquote a souvenir, but...
Yeah.
But for me, I love photos. I love being in the camera. I am like, please take my photo. And so we did the capture moment, and it was worth every penny. I got over 100 photos. They're all really cute. They were like on the Instagram, like I have her where it says Bonnie's first trip, and it was their idea to make that sign for her. Cause I wasn't going to use a sign, but they just like did it anyway. And they were like, and I was like, oh, that's super cute. Like I loved those photos, and obviously PhotoPass people are great at what they do. And there's a lot of cute photos, and it was nice to get like cute castle pictures and stuff like that. And so but that wasn't really for Bonnie, but it was with Bonnie. And like, of course I bought it when it had risen from $50 to 70 something, but I mean, it was worth the $79 in my opinion. But like, if you don't like photos, I would see why you wouldn't get it. But as someone who's obsessed with getting their photo taken, I was like, yes, please.
Yeah. And so even like at $79, $80, like a 20-minute private photo shoot with a professional photographer, that's not a bad deal.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not at all.
It was great. And they have it at every park now, but I didn't want to spend $80 four times
right.
for photos. I definitely recommend.
You said it was a 20-minute photo shoot. Did like they give you a time where you had to meet them, or how did?
Yeah,
I'm interested in that.
So when you sign up, it's from the 60-day mark is when you can sign up. So like when you're signing up for your dining, you sign up for it then, or you know, if you're lucky, you can sign up later. But just like dining, you pretty much want to try to get it as soon as you can. But I signed up for like the 2:45 slot. And so I got there like 15 minutes ahead of time. We actually started a little bit late because they were making the sign for Bonnie. And I was like, is this going to bleed into my time? Because I was on time. And they were like, no, terrible. Like, and so it was a little over the 20-minute mark just because they wanted to take the pictures, and we had to travel to a place. We went somewhere and there was too many people, so we went somewhere else. And so they really work with it, and it's not as like cut, like boom, 20 minutes, you're done, as like I thought it was. So I was like, oh my gosh, like freaking out a little bit about like how I thought it was gonna be like a hard cutoff, which it kind of is, but it's not like as hard as I thought.
Right. That's amazing. That's another one of those things that I've never really looked into that I think maybe our next trip will have to think about.
They just started it recently, like after the break.
Okay, after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Closing. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. We'll have to look into that.
Definitely.
Yeah. And if you get it, then you definitely need to get Memory Maker, because
for sure.
Like you don't just get those photos from Capture Your Moment unless you buy them individually or get Memory Maker.
Right.
So yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So as I'm trying to think, Candace, do you have anything else that you want to chat about?
I think, you know, Rachel, you've done a great job of answering our questions, and I think you've sort of pre-answered some of them that I was going to ask. So, I really don't.
Yeah. So, Rachel, I'm going to give you kind of last word on this topic. What advice or what else do you want people to know about going to Disney with a service dog, with DAS passes, or just what else do you want people to know?
Mainly just if you see a service dog at Disney World, don't overly talk to the dog. Don't, because it's one thing to like say like hi to the dog, but like when you have excessive conversation, like trying to be like hi, oh my gosh, like freaking out at the dog, then it distracts them from what they need to do. Although it was really funny because she had booties, and yes, service dog wear, a lot of service dogs should be wearing booties at Disney World. So it's just funny to hear, like we heard at least 50 times a day, like, oh my gosh, a dog has booties. Like it was really funny, because then it would just be like, we would just hear people walk by and be like, ah, booties, and it's like, yep,
hot cement.
But just know service dog etiquette, and don't try to reach out to the dog unless you have permission from the handler. And then with DAS pass, just reminder that sometimes it doesn't look like the person needs it, but they have it for a reason, and if they're a good, decent person, then they're doing it for legit reasons and not just trying to get a free lightning lane. I mean, there's obviously going to be people who try to fake the system, but most of the time it's better to just assume that person needs it for a reason
and don't just be like, why does that person have it? They're walking fine or they look fine and stuff like that. But because Dash Pass really helped me out. And I think Disney would have been a lot harder for me if I didn't have it. Because there were moments where I was in the regular line and I had to lay down, and that's difficult because I have to lay down, but then the line moves. So I have to get up even though I'm not done doing the deep pressure therapy. Mm-hmm. So, and also that helps you so that you don't have to deal with the person in front of you laying down on the ground. Right.
Yeah, that's great advice all the way around. And just take a quick moment again, plug your social media so people can find you.
Yeah. So my TikTok is RB_adventures, which stands for Rachel and Bonnie Adventures. And then our Instagrams, I'm pulling it up because I don't remember. Mine is silly_putty98 and Bonnie's is Bonnie_biscuit2020.
Excellent. And we'll put all of those in the description of this episode as well. And, yeah, if you have any other questions for Rachel, let us know at our social medias as well. You can find us on Reddit, on Instagram, and on Facebook, and let us know what else we can do for you as well. And we can always pass those questions along, or if you enjoyed this, we'll have Rachel back again. She's been a great guest, and, mm-hmm. and we've been happy to have her, and she can teach us a lot. Okay, so with that, we're going to wrap this one up, and remember, there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And we'll see you real soon.